The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, wants depositions taken from former Milwaukee Archbishop Rembert Weakland and his former deputy, Richard Skilba. Weakland was already deposed for a fraud lawsuit, but SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley says it's important that Weakland and Skilba, who are both elderly, provide information soon about abuse cases that might fall under the bankruptcy proceedings. Isley says especially the case that went to the Vatican office of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who is now Pope Benedict.
They've never had to testify under oath about the case, the key case here about Father Lawrence Murphy, sexually assaulting over 200 deaf boys at St. John's School. That went to the Vatican.
Federal bankruptcy judge Susan Kelly today blocked an attempt to get Weakland and Skilba to testify in state court, but she scheduled an August hearing on whether to have the former church leaders testify under federal bankruptcy requirements. Lawyers for the Milwaukee Archdiocese say Weakland and Skilba are in good health, and it's too early for such testimony in the church's efforts to file for bankruptcy protections. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.